الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام هو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, you are watching the Early Echo and we are going to be discussing the virtues and blessings and biography of a great mujaddid and reviver of Islam who is none other than Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So yes, we are going to be discussing his blessed biography, his life, about his studies, about the literary work that he has done, inshallah. So stay tuned with us from now till the end of our episode, as we do every morning, alhamdulillah, where we recite durood and we moist our tongues by the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For the sake of barakah and blessings, inshallah, once again today as well, perhaps you could also partake in the recitation of durood pak. So milke padhte hain.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah Sallallahu alayka ya Habiballah Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah Sallallahu alayka ya Habiballah مجھے دل پہ بلانا مدنی مدینے والے مجھے دل پہ بلانا مدنی مدینے والے میں عشق بھی پلانا میں عشق بھی پلانا میں عشق بھی پلانا مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے یہ مریض مر رہا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں شفا ہے اے طبیب جلد آنا اے طبیب جلد آنا اے طبیب جلد آنا مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا حبیب اللہ میری آنے والی نسل دے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچ لے میری آنے والی نسل لے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے، انہیں نیک تم بنانا، انہیں نیک تم بنانا، انہیں نیک تم بنانا، مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ، تیری جب کی دید ہوگی، جب میری عید ہوگی، تیری جب کی دید ہوگی آقا، تیری جب کی دید ہوگی، جب میری عید ہوگی، میرے خواب میں تم آنا، میرے خواب میں تم آنا، میرے خواب میں تم آنا، مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ، تیرے غم میں کاش آتا رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار، تیرے غم میں کاش آتا، تیرے غم میں کاش آتا رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار، غم مال سے بچانا، غم مال سے بچانا، غم مال سے بچانا، مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ، صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. الحمدللہ، dear viewers of Madini channel, alhamdulillah, we just recited durood and we send salams and salutations upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is none other than our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, yes indeed, we would listen to a kalam as we go into our program, but at this very moment, just sit back, relax and listen to the amazing facts, I would say biography and parables about this great personality, who is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykhul Islam Muhammad Fakhruddin Razi Ibn Umar Ibn Hussein Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Indeed, he is a great personality, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be listening about his blessed life, his education, his studies, his literature, his speeches, Allahu Akbar. His services to this beautiful deen of Islam is immaculate, beyond imagination, dear viewers. Allah has blessed him, subhanallah. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was from a place called Ray, is the place where he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was born. May Allah azza wa jalla, for his sake, forgive us our major and minor sins. Just to give you a little synopsis into some of his works, dear viewers of Madani channel, so that we appreciate this great personality, whose asatizas and teachers were also awliya and great jurists and scholars of their time. And they had produced a scholar, an arif billah, a wali, a personality who is an ocean of knowledge. We are going to be even learning about the views and opinions about people that they had for this imam, for this great personality, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Though his career had begun with poverty and Allahu Akbar, not having much means, dear viewers of Madini Channel, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi strived and struggled, Allahu Akbar, and spent all his life after he had reached the age of puberty to acquire knowledge and ilm, and he passed this to the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His appellation known as kunya is Abu Abdullah. He's Ash'ari, Shafi'i, and Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's blessed titles, who is hidden from no person, dear viewer of Madini Channel, subhanallah, it is Shaykhul Islam. Due to his efforts, due to his hard work, his struggle, his taqwa and piety, his knowledge, and throughout the world, he is famous because of his knowledge, dear viewers of Madini Channel, to date, though he is the mujaddid and the reviver of the 6th century, Allahu Akbar, to date, his name shines in the skies like the stars. Allahu Akbar, thus he is known as Shaykhul Islam, also known as Ibn al-Khatib, for his brilliant lectures and speeches, great mujaddid of the 6th century. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for his sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah and blessings for the sake of all those who are the beloved in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their traits and their qualities, dear viewers of Madini Channel, is not, of course, written on their foreheads that they are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is something which is common and known. But dear viewer of Madini Channel, subhanallah, together with this, we are supposed to find these personalities. These are some hidden secrets of Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today when we study the seerah, or we study the biography of these personalities, then we learn that they attain this maqam and status due to lots of striving, struggle, fighting with their desires, their nafs, their carnal desires. And they will sacrifice their luxuries and happiness to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They would choose the rasta and the path which was very difficult, though we choose the easy path at all times, dear viewer, viewers of Madini Channel. Nonetheless, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to be speaking about his travel just after we come back. When we listen to the kalams, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, when we come back, we are going to be speaking about how he completed his formal studies, and then where did Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi travel to, in which sciences and branches did he attain knowledge, what type of knowledge, dear viewers of Madini Channel, subhanallah, and the areas that he had traveled. This is what we are going to be learning about and studying, inshallah. Remember and diarize these points, dear viewers of Madini Channel, subhanallah. It's really amazing to learn that such pious and such knowledgeable individuals once upon a time walk the surface of this earth. Today we study about them. Today we visit their Mubarak shrines, their mazars, and we make dua. Yet, subhanallah, scholars study their books and become ulama. Students study their books which they had written centuries ago, and based on the work that they have given and provided, dear viewers of Madini Channel, today students are acquiring ilm-e-deen. They have made it so easy for us. Allahu Akbar. So we are going to appreciate this personality. We are going to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive our sins for the sake of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We are now going to break for a beautiful kalam which is recited by none other than Rukn-e-Shura, Haji Abdul Habib At-Tari, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, As-Subh Bada Min Tala'atihi. It is sunte inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And when we do return, as I mentioned, we are going to be learning about his travels and his studies inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As-subhu bada min طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته هنور سهر چهره سته
اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے.
اللہ اللہ
خزینہ ہے مولا, گنجینہ رحمت ہے آقا, ہادی ہے تمامی امت کے اور راہنما ہے شریعت کے.
اللہ 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 اللہ.
سعتی شجرون طاق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته. انگلی کے اشارے پیڑ چلے, اعجاز سے پتھر بول اٹھے, اور چاند ہوا ہے دو ٹکڑے, انگوشت کے ایک اشارے سے.
اللہ 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 اللہ.
جبریل اتا لیلۃ اسرا والرب دعاه لحضرته. جبریل امین پیغام خدا لے کر آئے تھے شب اسرا, معراج پہ ان کو بلوایا, قربت کا شرف ان کو بخشا.
اللہ 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 اللہ.
فمحمد هو سيدنا فالعز لنا بإجابته. تو محمد محمد ہیں اپنے آقا، اس نام سے اپنی عز و بقا، طوفان میں جب یہ نام لیا پھر ڈوبتوں کو ہے کنارہ ملا،
اللہ 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 اللہ.
سبحان اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی. الصبح بدا من طلعته. What a beautiful kalam we were listening to, dear viewers of Madani channel. And this was none other than Ashfaq Madani and Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatum Al Aliya. MashaAllah, marhaba. We hope that you have enjoyed this. Okay, so we are with our viewers right now. Nonetheless, Alhamdulillah, as we had mentioned earlier, before we had listened to this kalam with regards to his early education, and as we, MashaAllah, had learned about his asatiza and teachers, just to make mention one or two names so that we know that who are the teachers of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The pious predecessors like Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, or take Imam Bukhari for example, Allahu Akbar. These personalities used to have over 2,000, 3,000, sometimes 4,000 asatiza and teachers, dear viewers of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. We learnt about Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how he had set out to various cities and towns and countries. We learnt about Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, how he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh travelled from where to where: Samarqand, Bukhara, Nishapur, Tabrizi, all these different cities and countries they had travelled to, days and nights, just to learn the words and the teachings and the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they had conveyed that love and muhabba throughout the entire world. Now, remember, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had also acquired ilm-e-deen. His travel to various cities and countries, dear viewers of Madani channel, is also amazing. Okay, before this we mentioned that from amongst his teachers, Allahu Akbar, his father, or a student of his father, Khatib al-Ray, as I mentioned earlier, Khatib al-Ray Ziauddin Umar is one of his teachers, and Majduddin al-Jili al-Maraghi is also one of his teachers. A very famous teacher of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala is also Imam Muhammad al-Baghawi and Kamaluddin Simnani. Allahu Akbar. These are some of the famous asatiza and teachers that had, you know, invested in the early stages of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala's life, to say that they have given him time and they taught him and decorated him with knowledge and ilm, that today his fazan and his blessings have reached the four corners of this world, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. So, knowing that his teachers have composed and they are authors of great books, can you imagine what can be accepted or expected as a product from such great scholars and teachers of Islam? It is beyond imagination. So I did say he started his life with poverty. Now, despite having this poverty, look how Allah Azza wa Jalla exalted him to that station, whereas he is the Mujaddid of the 6th century. Allahu Akbar. He is traveling, or his travels and studies at various cities and towns, such as, dear viewers, Bukhara. He travels to a place called Bukhara. In Bukhara, around Bukhara, various cities in the Middle East, Allahu Akbar. For example, there is a territory between Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, or Tajikistan. These are two areas which is a tongue twister nonetheless. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had acquired ilm-e-deen at these towns and little cities in the Middle East and in the neighboring countries, of course. In the year 576 Hijri, he traveled to many other places after Bukhara as well, and making stops in Samarqand, Ghazna, in Herat, all these various and different places. He here rahmatullahi ta'ala traveled to only to acquire ilm-e-deen. In such a state that Allahu Akbar, at times there would be nothing to eat, dear viewers of Madini channel. This is the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is covered with hardships, but it makes you enter into paradise. And the path leading to the hell is decorated with amusements, with attractive things that will just provoke you to follow by, and that will make you end up in the hellfire. These people left everything behind, and whatever they had, they invested that money and those things such as assets to learn and acquire ilm-e-deen. Just as Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz sold his watermill and he sold his orchid and farm and used up the money for that to acquire ilm-e-deen. Likewise, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is now becoming an alim-e-deen, a hafiz of the Quran, studying the Quran, various branches and sciences, deep into that knowledge, dear viewers of Madini channel, meeting and making new asatiza and teachers, taken this as a challenge, Allahu Akbar. He then set out to Bukhara, as I mentioned. From there he goes to various other places. It has been mentioned that as during his studies at these various cities and towns, as he traveled and he acquired ilm-e-deen, he was the imam of the learned scholars of kalam and the foundations of Islamic belief, dear viewers of Madini channel, a major jurist of the Shafi school, specialist of usul. These are his characteristics, his qualities. Allahu Akbar, a brilliant teacher, a brilliant scholar, a brilliant author. Study his work and study his books and you would learn who is this imam of his time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Besides being a jurist, dear viewers of Madini channel, and you know, a great leader of the Shafi'i school of thought, but a specialist in the usul, in the foundation, a Sufi commentator of the Quran, a great philosopher, genealogist, Allahu Akbar, a great researcher, a great physician. These are some of his qualities, dear viewers, to the extent that great imams and leaders and scholars of that time have said Imam Razi is an ocean that contains more pearls than the ocean itself. Allahu Akbar. This is the amount of knowledge he possesses. And Allah Azza wa Jalla chooses his khas bondsmen. He chooses his special people when he bestows the ilm and knowledge of the deen upon them. He favors them in such a way, dear viewers of Madini channel, which is actually beyond our imagination. Allahu Akbar. After every 100 years, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends a mujaddid, a reviver of the deen, who revives the deen for them. Defining this, those sunnahs which have been forgotten by the people, they revive those sunnahs once again, dear viewers of Madini channel. They revive the deen, they remove the misunderstanding from the deen. Allahu Akbar. They remove the confusion and the ummah and the nation which is dying, they revive them. And in every 100 years, in fact, in every century, there could be multiple mujaddid. Allah Azza wa Jalla sends these people to this world for the upliftment of Islam. Just as we know that the doors of Nubuwwah, the doors of prophethood is closed, but Allah Azza wa Jalla has left the doors of vilayat, the doors of vilayat open, and these awliya, these salihin, these pious people will come until the day of judgment, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will send them from time to time, where they will come and strengthen the deen once again. Subhanallah. This imam of his time, Imam Muhammad Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was the mujaddid of the 6th century, the reviver of the deen due to his academic services, his works. Allahu Akbar. As I mentioned, dear viewers of Madini channel, earlier as well, I mean, look, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Dawud, Nisa'i, all these books have narrated this beautiful lengthy narration, and the summary of which is the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, the scholars are the inheritors of the Prophets alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. So the scholars are the inheritance. What do the Prophet alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam leave behind? They do not leave dirham or dinar. They do not leave currency behind. They do not leave luxuries behind. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam leave knowledge behind. Allahu Akbar. And these true scholars, Allahu Akbar, who do not follow their desires, they follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people then acquire that or they inherit that which the Anbiya alayhi salam, the blessed messengers, leave for them, which is knowledge. And with this knowledge, they spread light and nur. They remove people from darknesses and bring them to light. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala was a great debater, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Being a great debater, it has been mentioned that he would debate with the deviant sects of that time in the area where he would serve. As I mentioned, he traveled to Bukhara. He stayed in various cities, in different towns, and wherever he sat or wherever he stayed, he stayed there with the intention to preach Islam. But as he would get into conversations and healthy argumentations and debate with the deviant sects, Allahu Akbar, they would pressurize him, they would oppress him. Many a times he was driven out of the city and town due to his debates, but he did not give up. He continued spreading the fragrance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He continued spreading and passing on the message of Islam. Allahu Akbar, whereas he brought hundreds of people into the fold of Islam. He continued preaching Islam to the extent that he made hundreds of people repent, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. So, you know, I want to mention a beautiful parable which comes to mind with regards to this Imam of his time. He had a spiritual leader, and it is a beautiful parable as to how he became the murid of Najmuddin Kubra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allahu Akbar. Anyways, Imam Fakhruddin Razi is a learned scholar. Najmuddin Kubra, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, as well, was a famous personality. But despite his knowledge, despite his ilm, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, seen the honesty, he seen the vilayat, he seen the nur and light in the heart of his Piro Murshid. And he surrendered to his Piro Murshid, listening to the answers and pearls of advice. Allahu Akbar. How his Piro Murshid would spread Islam and the answers he would give to his questions, since he was a very technical personality in terms of knowledge. Allahu Akbar. He had lots of knowledge in various branches and sciences, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala is now on his deathbed and he's counting his last breaths. This person who spread knowledge throughout the world, this person who spent almost the last 15 years of his life writing the tafsir of the Quran, this person, this personality who is absorbed and an embodiment of the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is counting his last breath and is about to leave this world. And at that time, the most open enemy of Islam and the enemy of every Muslim is shaitan. That Iblis shaitan who does not leave you whilst you are alive and who would never leave you even when you are about to leave this world. He is at all times waiting anxiously to snatch your iman and faith. He came to Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala as well, and he said to him, "Well, so you are going to leave this world as a Muslim. Do you even have any evidence and proof that Allah is one?" Allahu Akbar. You're a Muslim and you believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can you provide evidence to this? Imam of his time, Shaykhul Islam, Allahu Akbar, he gives a solid answer. But what can be said? That Iblis and Shaitan, who once upon a time was the teacher of the angels, refuted that evidence by giving another argumentation, by bringing up another discussion. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala, who knew over 300 proof and evidence that Allah Azza wa Jalla is one with regards to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had given over 360 proofs, but Shaitan had refuted and refused every evidence which he had provided, dear viewers, with his so-called knowledge. At that time, Najmuddin Kubra, his leader, his Piro Murshid, his mentor, Allahu Akbar, was miles away. And he was performing wudu at that time, and he had witnessed everything that had occurred and happened with his murid and disciple from the distance afar, dear viewers. And as he was performing ablution with the jar, he flings and throws that and says, "Why don't you say, oh my disciple, oh Fakhruddin, that you believe in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla without any evidence?" Allahu Akbar. And he, as Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, had said this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it has been said that he rahmatullahi ta'ala li then passed him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. There are many pearls of wisdom that we learn from the parable as well, with regards to firstly having a Piro Murshid, and then having a peer and a leader that is on that category, Allahu Akbar, who assists and helps his murid. And this is the function, this is the functionality of a peer, of a leader, that he assists his murid, he helps his murid in dire need and help. And since he was a kamil sheikh, Najmuddin Kubra rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi assisted his murid from hundreds of miles away by throwing this jar and saying that, why don't you believe in the oneness of Allah without any evidence? And as he said this, that is exactly when his soul had departed from his body and he left this dunya with iman. But look at shaitan, who is after you and I even today, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Though Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said that hardly would a scholar dare enter into debate with Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was a lion when it came to this work. He would never just sit, but he would stand whenever anyone stood against Islam. And he would fight back, not just with sword, he would fight back with his qalam and his pen, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Those who took sides against him would soon feel the thrust of his dialectical capabilities. It's just immaculate. Allahu Akbar. If you have to pay attention to some of his books, dear viewers of Madani Channel, some of his literature, his munazarat, that bears ample evidence of these traits. It's not hidden from any person. You can research and you can find out about Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, when he would debate with people, the evidence he would provide, and he would make them speechless, the amount of debates he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali had even attained victory in. And after a long service of this deen, Allahu Akbar, who made hundreds and hundreds of students throughout the world, sari dunya mein aapne talaba paida kiye, aapne ilme deen phailaya. Allahu Akbar. Imam Fakhruddin as a poet is also an amazing angle and aspect of his mubarak life. He had composed many Arabic, Farsi, ash'ar in Persian, in Arabic, in various other languages. In one poet, subhanallah, in one poetry, azra inki ash'ar bhi sunte hain, maza aa jayega inshallah azza wa jalla hamare nazireen ko aur hamare dil munawwar o mujalla honge inshallah. Look at his level of poetry in Persian language and in various languages. In one couplet he says, my heart was never deprived of sciences, my heart was never deprived of science, they are little of the mysteries that I did not understand. Yet he says, my heart was never deprived of sciences. Allah, how much of knowledge, vast ilm, Allah has bestowed upon him this knowledge. And Allah can bestow this knowledge upon whomsoever he wishes to. There are ash'ar and his poetry that praises the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. You know, mentioning the day of Qiyamah, speaking about shafa'ate Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have come right to the end of today's episode and program. Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala is amongst those great personalities whom, great personalities have praised and mentioned in their books. So from this we can know that how many great scholars had used his reference and quoted him in their books. From this we get to know and we learn that this Imam has been favored by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he is the Imam and the leader of the 6th century. We come to the end of our episode for this morning. We will be back inshallah Azza wa Jalla with another episode. Until then, be good, stay good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله الله
start your day with remembrance of